It's time to stop the property search and crack the deal. I'm Luke Moroney.
And I'm Mark Navin. And we're the team from Search Party Property.
We see a lot of people get education, attend seminars, and never buy an investment property. We would like to help you on how to invest in property like the pros and stop the search and crack the deal.
The podcast is for information purposes only. Make sure you seek your own independent advice from your solicitor, accountant, or financial planner.
Hey guys, Mark here from Search Party Property. So just tuning in and doing the daily search podcast that we're doing at the moment. So Luke and I have stepped it up, obviously, in trying to put out as many podcasts as we can. So we're doing it daily, hopefully one each. Sometimes it's just going to be one for the day, maybe, yeah, as I said, one each. But this one is just a quick thing that I was sort of thinking about today, and to help you guys out there when you're negotiating properties. When you're dealing with agents, don't forget that you are usually dealing with someone who's trained and quite experienced. Or maybe they're not experienced in negotiation, but they are certainly trained in negotiation. Make no mistake about that. They're not just got the job and listed the house and doing that. Quite often, you'll find that these agents, they know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. And that is because when we're talking about training, they have script books that they run from. They do role play activities where they run through different scenarios of what buyers may or may not say, what questions may or may not come up, and how to answer them in a way that puts you as a buyer potentially at a disadvantage, but them taking control over the sale. So I guess the best way to navigate this is to, one, realize that this can be happening to you. And I guess my favorite saying to say to agents often when I feel like I'm being sold to, in quotation marks there, is I say, "What, did you get that straight from the script book?" And just leave it like and they usually have a bit of a chuckle and go, "Oh yeah, a bit of a shy sort of chuckle there." But yeah, often they do get a lot of what they're saying from the script book, and they may make it their own sort of thing, but they have dealt with this process many, many times, and perhaps, you know, you haven't been through this process as much as what they have. So just be aware of that. And I guess the other thing or the way that I sort of approach things is, I know what I want to pay for the property. I know what the terms are. I just stick with it and I stick to my guns. I always be polite, try and befriend the agents. Actually, a lot of the agents I'm quite good friends with anyway that I deal with, but just get along with them. You don't have to rub them up the wrong way. You don't have to shove your offer down their throat or anything like that. You can be quite polite in the way that you deal with it. And I always find that when you're more polite and friendly and trying to be understanding and accommodating of their situation, but not being pushed over at the same time, but just trying to look for what might win or be advantageous for them. So it's not always the price. Sometimes it's the terms. Sometimes it's they want a quick settlement. Sometimes they want certainty around the sale. So they might want a cash offer or a short building and pest settlement or a larger deposit. Trying to ask the agent what's important to them. Sometimes it's the owners want to rent back the property. So trying to figure out what's important for the owners, and where you can maybe give a little bit on that sort of front, but then also, you know, making sure you're looking after what you are after in terms of, you know, price, or maybe you want a longer settlement. Maybe that's something that you're after, or maybe you want, the property to have early access to it or something like that. There's a whole range of different things, but negotiation isn't always just price. But that is something that you've got to be aware of. And like I said, you've got to remember that these agents that you're dealing with often are very experienced and also very well trained in the art of negotiation. So look, hopefully that's helped you guys. And when you're out there looking at property, be aware, get onto it and negotiate hard. All right, catch you guys on the next podcast. See ya. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.